From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. President Trump's speech, the stock market reacts. President Trump gave a speech last night, so you've heard.
Right now, American companies are taxed at one of the highest rates anywhere in the world. My economic team is developing historic tax reform that will reduce the tax rate on our companies so they can compete and thrive anywhere and with anyone.
Nowhere has the positive reception been made more dynamically evident than in today's stock market, where the Dow Jones has for the first time in history hit over 21,000. U.S. stock markets have been hitting a series of highs since the election of President Trump, who encouraged businesses by promising to cut taxes and regulations and make major investments in rebuilding roads, bridges, and other infrastructure. Now, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer began his day today with his own bucket of cold water, appearing today on the Good Morning America TV program.
He talked in his speech about infrastructure. We Democrats put together a plan a month ago. We haven't heard a peep out of him. No plan, no ideas. Trade. Talked a lot about trade. He had a real opportunity on trade, and in his campaign, he talked over and over again about making China a currency manipulator on his first day. He didn't. And maybe most of all, he said he'd clean up the swamp. His cabinet is filled with bankers, billionaires, people with huge conflicts of interest, denizens of the swamp.
A little later on in the same program, Vice President Mike Pence made his case.
What the American people saw last night is the president that I serve with every day. Broad shoulders, big heart, but laid out the agenda that he ran on, specifically to repeal and replace Obamacare, to rebuild our military, to rebuild our infrastructure, to have better and smarter trade deals that put American workers first.
This is VOA News. World leaders have been digesting the president's speech. He spoke last night about the United States' commitment to NATO and his plan to forge a new global trade system. And what about his commitment to Africa? Henry Ridgewell reports from London.
Donald Trump's speech may have been directed at a domestic audience. The president repeatedly pledged to put America first, but this was a performance watched around the world.
We strongly support NATO, an alliance forged through the bonds of two world wars.
Beyond his vow to extinguish the Islamic State terror group, there was no mention of Africa, a region looking for direction on Trump's future engagement, says Stephen Groost of the South African Institute of International Affairs.
We haven't really seen very much at all out of this administration in this first month on what his Africa policy is going to be. We don't have an assistant secretary of state. We have many ambassadorships that are vacant, South Africa being one of them.
Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
President Trump also did not directly mention the travel ban on citizens from seven Muslim-majority countries that was struck down by the courts. Malaysia charged two women with murder Wednesday in connection with the death of Kim Jong-nam, the half-brother of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. Siti Aisyah, a 25-year-old Indonesian, and 28-year-old Doan T. Huang from Vietnam were under heavy security as they appeared at the Kuala Lumpur court. Malaysian Health Minister Subramaniam Satha Sivam.
This is a foreign case with very high international traction. So we have to decide as a government on how we're going to manage it. But as far as we are concerned, we will do our level best at all levels of government.
The two women wore bulletproof vests as they were escorted from the court back to prison. According to a new United Nations report, opposing sides in the fight for control of Aleppo committed war crimes. The UN's latest report on the six-year conflict said the Syrian government's aerial bombing and strafing of a humanitarian convoy that killed 14 aid workers and halted relief operations were among the war crimes that were committed. And the report also said that opposition groups killed and injured dozens of people when they shelled government-controlled western Aleppo. The groups also stopped civilians from leaving eastern Aleppo and used them as human shields. Tensions are increasing between Berlin and Ankara over claims that Turkey has been using Islamic preachers in Germany to spy on supporters of Fethullah Gulen, the U.S.-based cleric who President Recep Tayyip Erdogan accuses of orchestrating last July's failed coup against him. German police raided the homes last week of four imams suspected of collecting information on members of Gulen's religious movement. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.